From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. More evacuations are underway today from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. The evacuations of trapped civilians and rebels first began on Thursday. Meantime, the UN Security Council is voting today on whether to send observers to Aleppo to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The text contains all of the elements for safe, secure, dignified evacuation, for humanitarian access into those who choose to remain in eastern Aleppo, and a real emphasis on protection, which is all of what has been missing in Syria throughout the life of this conflict.
Russia had threatened earlier to veto the measure, but further consultations produced an apparent compromise. Power said the draft allows UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to determine the size of the monitoring force. The mandate of President Joseph Kabila of the Democratic Republic of Congo expires today after the ruling party and opposition failed to end the country's political crisis of succession and elections. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who has been in office since 2001, of clinging to power. This Congo resident says Kabila needs to relinquish power and leave us free, nothing else. And all that is said there, with the dialogue, yes, agreements will follow afterwards. But for the time being, we want to hear him resign. Mr. Kabila is barred by the country's constitution from seeking a third term. And Jordanian security forces killed four gunmen in a popular southern tourist city after they killed 10 people. Nearly 30 others were wounded. There were no claims of responsibility, and authorities say there are no links, with extremists in neighboring Syria. This is VOA.